A new word is being added to the moratorium argument. It's permatorium, and was mentioned by several speakers at a news conference held outside Superior Energy offices at the Harvey Canal. GNO President Michael Hecht says 102 businesses represented in the survey report they're still struggling financially because of the moratorium lifted in the fall of 2010.
Here we are, 15 months later, and we are still seeing deep water permits at over a 70% deficit to historical levels.
Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Jefferson says the problem seems to be at the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, the agency created from the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management after the spill.
What we've been trying to show for a long time is the direct impact on our small and local businesses that this moratorium and now permatorium are having on our community, but on the nation's energy security as a whole.
BSEE issued a statement saying the agency, quote, continues to review and approve drilling permits, ensuring that the enhanced safety and environmental requirements and standards are met, unquote. Lori Davis owns a chemical company in Houma that supplies offshore drilling. She says she's managed to keep most of her staff, but it's a financial hardship.
Even now, after this time has gone by, we still don't have a good plan. We're still dipping into our personal savings. We're still using personal lines of credit to be able to continue to operate.
Scalise says Congress will be asked to put time limits in place for businesses to get faster action on permits they need to work. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.